It is a great pleasure for me to spend this Sunday afternoon with all of you, the devotees of Chaupati. I've been here since Friday, and many of you I've met, of course, and some of you I spoke with personally. But in case you don't know who I am, I will still introduce myself. So, my name is Kadamba Kanana Swami. I don't come here so often because I'm very busy, as many of us are. I'm a disciple of His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami, who you may know better, who you may know for his karate style of answering questions, right? Or in one lightning stroke, exposing everyone's weaknesses and setting the vision and the truth. I have the good fortune of being his disciple. I have been spending most of my spiritual life in Vrindavan and in Mayapur. I came in Vrindavan in 1978 and stayed there for many years, and I did many different types of service there, and also for a considerable amount of time I was the temple president there. Later I went to Mayapur and became involved in the construction of Srila Prabhupada Samadhi. So somehow or other I had the good fortune of being in the holy dhams. These holy dhams are not ordinary places. The holy dhams are not even just holy places, but the holy dhams are manifestations of the spiritual world within this material world. It's quite amazing. Just think of it. It is described that the material world is known as the Ekapat Vibhuti, and the spiritual world is known as the Tripat Vibhuti. Or, to translate that, the Ekapat, the one quarter, the manifestation of opulence, which is one quarter, 25%, is the material world. And the spiritual world is three quarters, or 75%. So how is it possible to put the 75% in the 25%? Those who are good at mathematics, they can figure this out. How to put three quarters into one quarter? You try and do it. But Krishna did it, because He is the Supreme Lord. So what we find is that the spiritual world is there in the material world. But it doesn't look like that. Looks like some typical, if you go to Vrindavan, looks like some UP village. There are some scooters and all that, and there are the typical the shops and everything, right? All the business is going on. Only looking. All that is happening in Vrindavan, and sometimes we wonder, is this the holiest of holy places? However, we know that the holy dham is covered by a little layer of yoga maya, the illusory energy of Krishna, which makes it look and appear like a village, an ordinary village. But any devotee who goes to the holy dham can immediately experience, no, this is not an ordinary place. This is clearly a spiritual place. Because here we can sense the presence of Krishna very much in such a holy dham. Just by being there, immediately we can sense Krishna is very near. When you walk around in Vrindavan, you have the feeling that Krishna has just left. Maybe he's around the corner. That he was here only a few minutes ago. It is a fact. Krishna is always very near in Vrindavan, and therefore the devotees are very close, and whoever can stay there is very fortunate. So all that has been my good fortune, that somehow or other I was allowed to stay there for a long time, and also in Mayapur, and that I got the mercy of many exalted Vaishnavas. And maybe that is the only reason why I'm sitting here today, to repeat what I've learned from these Vaishnavas and to share the mercy that I received of Vrindavan Dham through Srila Prabhupada. When I first came into Vrindavan, I was coming by train to Mathura. Someone had told me about Vrindavan. I came by train to Mathura. And when I reached, I asked, so how do I get to Vrindavan? Is it far? Someone said, no, it's not far. I said, okay, can I walk? He said, oh yes, you can walk. It was 20 kilometers. You can walk, but it was a longer walk than I thought it was. So anyway, by the evening time, I reached Vrindavan. And I was walking down the road, and there were no people, no cars, nothing, no scooters. All that was there were cows. And there were many cows walking towards the town, maybe 100 cows. So I entered Vrindavan while walking with the cows. And there was a big gate, and that gate was dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, the Prabhupada gate. So I came with my cows to the Prabhupada gate and came to the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And that entrance through the Prabhupada gate certainly had a symbolic meaning, because it is through Srila Prabhupada only that we can approach such a transcendental place as Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Prabhupada taught us that first of all, we must become purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, I want to take you on a virtual tour of Vrindavan this afternoon, but not with computer, but rather in the mind, which is much more powerful than any computer generated graphics. But before we go, we must first undergo the purification of chanting the holy name a little more. I know you already did some, but I don't think it has reached the limit yet.